Know something?
Well, that is a sign of arrogance. We don't know, and we have to learn. So, just read a line of the Quran, which you haven't read. Memorize a line, an ayat, which you do not know. Read the hadith, but Allah also says in the Quran al-Kareem, Jahannam is full of men of knowledge who don't put their knowledges in action. So knowledge in itself is no good either. It also is a means. When you put it into action, it becomes a reality. Read, learn, put your knowledge into action. And don't go around the world like a zombie, sleeping. Wake up. Horses sleep on their feet. Some people sleep with their eyes open. We go through life sleeping. Wake up. We are going to sleep a long, long time, very soon. One thing, I mean, you cannot say I can't do it. I mean, if you don't know how to cook a for la coque, for la minute, how to cook a soft-boiled egg, learn how to boil a soft-boiled egg. Then, if you don't know how to nail a nail to the wall, well, learn how to nail a nail to the wall. I mean, you know, anything. Jamal looks guilty. Everybody looks guilty. That's good. We are guilty. I'm doing you a favor again. Making you feel guilty. Nerede o çocuk hani achievement dedi. Gitti galiba, yok.
Orada, orada.
Ha. So what achievement were you talking about? What achievement have you done which you were proud of?
Oh, no.
I am curious to know. We are all very curious to know.
That was when I first graduated my bachelor degree. I feel so proud.
Not much.
But that was a long time ago.
Now, üniversiteden mezun olduğu zaman galiba derece mi almış?
Yok, mezun olduğu zaman.
Ha, mezun olmuş. Öylesine mezun. Herkes gibi yani.
Evet.
Üniversiteden mezun olunca öyle bir hissetmiş kendini.
There are billions of people who graduate from...
Now if I see, like, graduate from college, right? So it's nothing. But that time, back then, I felt so proud.
Yeah, well...
My ego was high. And so far I try to... Anytime I I felt something that I'm so proud, I'm better than somebody else. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I try to control myself. But sometimes I can't help it.
And since then you haven't done anything which you were proud of? since you graduated from the university? Well. Nice and early. Sinur burada mı?
Burada. Sinur yukarıda.
Yok yok, bir bırak ya. Yoksa o, onu hatırlat lütfen. Onu pazartesi, salı, çarşamba. O acayip tabii, Lübnan. Kızım, o haber geldi biliyorsun şeyden.
Geldi, onu pazartesi günü yapacağım. Üç postada yapacak.
Ne dedi?
Üçe bölün dedi.
Üçe bölün, evet.
Evet, öyle. Yani 7.000.
Şimdi o 700'den hiç bir bahsedilmiyor.
Evet, bahsetmiyor.
Ne vakit söylendi o? Bir ayette.
Bir ayette herhalde söylemişti.
Söylendi.
Evet.
Ama şimdi bu satın alma,
mutlaka
nakliye, evet, sonra paketleme filan da
yani siz vereceğimizi söyleyince bahsetmemiştir bir daha. Yani dışarıda durur.
Yani ama yani mağdur olmasın onlar.
Tabii
veririz.
Tabii.
Yani sonuna ilave et o 700.
Oldu
bak. Ah, gemisi battı, ondan bahsedecek Karadeniz'de. Aleyküm selam oğlum.
The other day I read something, so I kind of kept thinking. It was saying that Allah can even forgive or forgives a murderer. But Allah also says that don't come before me if you unrightfully take something from somebody. So, let alone one's life. So,
Allah bana diyor, kul hakkıyla karşıma çıkmayın demesine rağmen diyor, başka Allah karşıma kul hakkıyla çıkmayın diyor diyor. Kul hakkı. Kul hakkıyla karşıma gel çıkmayın diyor Allah.
Evet.
Bu böyleyken bir yerde okudum, Allah katili bile affeder diye okudum diyor.
Evet.
Katil başkasının hayatına kastettiği,
evet,
için onun hakkını tecavüz etmiş olmuyor mu?
One is doing good, one is doing evil. Bak gene Kur'an-ı Kerim'de Allah diyor, bir atom ufaklığında iyilik yaptığın zaman göreceksiniz, bir atom büyüklüğünde, yani mükafatını alacaksınız. Excuse me, I have to speak in English. That in the Quran, Allahu Teala says that in an atom's worth of good deed, you will see the response to it, meaning you will see the reward to it. And an atom's worth of evil, you will see the result of it, in short, you will see the punishment of it. So one is good. The interesting thing about Islam which is different from all religions, is that there are two angels sitting on our shoulders, one on the right, one on the left. The one on the right, it writes down the good deeds in the book which will be given in our hands. One on the left, he writes down, or she, or whatever, whatever wrong which we do, which will be in our book on the day of Yom Adin. Now, this one immediately writes down when you do a good deed. This one, when you do, including murder, except one thing, shirk, running partners to Allah, any other terrible thing which you do, so he lifts the pen and waits. If you repent, then he doesn't write anything. This one writes as a good deed, you know, of your repentance. Allah may, not will, but may means will. No. Maybe he will, maybe he won't, but if maybe he will, that he will, you know, forgive. If you kill somebody and if you repent, but repentance is not just regret. Repentance is to undo what you have done. Now, how do you undo taking someone's life? You cannot bring him back to life. But somebody is drowning, you jumped into the sea and you save him. So that's putting your repentance into action. That you have killed somebody, but you have also saved somebody. And in that case, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So, but you see, you have to think in terms of positive and negative. Good deed is positive, and the one is a negative. So the negative can to be cancelled with doing something positive. And that's what repentance is, And then maybe Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. I mean, clearly in the Quran he says, my mercy is far surpasses my anger and my punishment. So both what you say is true. In fact, if it wasn't, we would be in big trouble. I mean, all of us. In a way, wishing somebody dead is almost murder. And haven't you wished somebody dead in your life ever? I've wished Hitler dead. I like Stalin. My wife gets mad at me. Although he was a son of a bitch, all right, but I mean,
can I also add something to the question?
Weird.
But it's not just a one-on-one situation, though, like, because you're taking one's life, But also you're taking maybe one's father or son or brother. So it's like also you're taking their right to have a father.
Yani öyle diyor. Birini öldürüp de başka birinin hayatını kurtarmakla olamaz diyor. Bu çünkü diyor birini öldürürken yalnız onun hayatını almıyorsunuz. Başkasının babasını elinden alıyorsunuz. Birinin
doğru. Ama başkasını kurtardığın zaman da o ölürse onun da çoluğu çocuğu yetim kalacaktı. Yani I told you as if symbolically. I mean that you, in short, you have to do something to repay, you know, your sin. I mean, murder is a bit difficult to get. The other day I told you about the guy who killed 100 people, right? And obviously, that the imam who told him that it was a bit too much, you know, for Allah to forgive, but nothing is too much for Allah. And I remember, this is something which I shouldn't really tell you, but then again, you know, I feel that you are my children, and that it's a good story, that Sefer Baba used to give everybody a hand, you know, and he used to also make a lot of people halifas, you know. In fact, one day that those of you know him, Çelebi, Çelebi comes from the family of Hazreti Pir. Çelebi had how many daughters?
Four
daughters and one son. And one of his daughters who dreamt a dream, and on the basis of this dream, Sefer Baba made her a halifa, young lady. And Çelebi was totally incensed. And he said, well, soon you're going to give cats and dogs, you know, he laughed at he said, because they were friends, you know. And he got awfully angry. And he said to Çelebi, who of course was a halifa, you know, well, do you think you are worthy to be a halifa? And Çelebi said, of course not. And he said, well, do you think that I am worthy to be a halifa? He said, of course you are. And he said, no, I'm not. No? So I'm not worthy to be halifa, you are not worthy to be halifa, so why shouldn't your daughter to be halifa? So this is one incident. And one day I gathered, we were very close together. I gathered enough courage, you know, also to reproach him, and I said, Effendi, I mean, you know, you are giving everybody hands. I mean, there are some crazy ones, there are some stupid ones, there are some really morally terrible people, you know, you are making them all dervishes. I said, well, I mean, it's like planting a banana tree in the North Pole. Now I said, ah, is that so? He said, and do you think that if I would try to plant a banana tree, if Allah wants to, it cannot bear bananas? What am I going to say to this question? And he said, me? I do, yeah, you're right. You know, I plant you know, banana trees in the North Pole, and I leave the rest of it for Allah to do. He said, and do you think that if he wants to, you know, he can't? If he doesn't want to, fine. You know, so I have the goodwill, I plant the banana tree, and if Allah doesn't want to make it grow, so he won't make it grow. And I mean, I was absolutely sure that he believed in it, and of course he's right to believe in it. Don't you think that if Allah wants to, that he cannot grow a banana tree? I mean, in our logic, you know, obviously it won't work. But if he wanted to, can't he? He can do anything. So, I mean, some things which we think is unforgivable. But if he wants to, he can. Allah rahmet eylesin. I think he was right. Because even people sitting in this room right now, I mean, many of us, not one or two, many of us, if really we weren't admitted, you know, into this discipline, who knows what would have happened to us. And I know from myself, because I know so many artists who became famous and this and that, and who became drunkards and debauchers and this and that, and they died the horrible death, you know. So, I mean, I was an artist, right? A painter, and who knows what would have happened to me. And I don't think I am alone. I don't think I am alone. So, there you go, I mean. That's the proof. Yeah, we have to think about those things. So, so funny things in my pocket.
Leave it by him.